On the Pace, brought to you by Bling It On and For a Reason. To book your mare this season, go to CulbertyEquine.com.au.
On Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Racing HQ. Here's
On the Pace.
Smolder lifting too strong. Smolder. The Kiwi has won the Endomondium.
But it is all Lazarus clear of Tiger Tara. And once again, Lazarus has arisen.
22 to 11, and Greg Hayes joins us now. Morning, Greg.
Morning, Cozzy. A big show coming up. We've got a lot to get through. The Victoria Cup, of course, will be run on Saturday night and moved from its spot in the Summer of Glory, which saw the race run in January for the last couple of years, and prior to that was run just before Christmas. So the Victoria Cup finds itself a home in October, and we'll catch up with David Aiken this morning, who's the trainer of Lenny the Shark, and of course, still awaiting the announcement of the final field for the Victoria Cup. The barrier draw will be done later today at a luncheon, and we will have that full barrier draw for you tonight on In the Gig from 6 o'clock on Sky Racing 2. But Lenny the Shark, super impressive last Friday night at Melton in the Smoking Up Sprint. He drew barrier 7 originally. He came into 6 with Epaulette being out, but he just looked so sharp. 151.9 for the 17.20, the mile rate. 28.8, 29.4, 28.2, and 26.5, the last 400 metres. He was blinding up the straight, and he looks ready to run a superb race on Saturday night in the Victoria Cup, a race that he's won before. He won it in 2016. We didn't see him start earlier this year. He was saved for the Hunter Cup. Of course, the Victoria Cup and the Hunter Cup were only a week apart earlier in the year, and we didn't see Lenny in the Vic Cup, but he goes around in the second edition of the Vic Cup for 2017. David Aiken, his trainer, is joining me on the show. Morning, Dave, how are you?
Good morning, Greg. No, very good.
Mate, you must have been very happy with Lenny the Shark's performance on Friday night.
Yeah, no, I was wrapping it. He looked sharp, and he got through his run really good, so could be happy with that at the moment.
He hadn't started since the Blacks Are Fake in the middle of July at Albion Park. And were you expecting that first up performance to be so strong and to be so sharp?
He had two trials. They were pretty good trials. He got beat his second trial at Belt. He did believe that on his back, but they went back to 53 flat mile race for the 1700, which is not overly great status by the horse. But in any sort of way trials, he's not very laid back. I thought it was a pretty good trial, but he didn't work on it today. But probably as sharp as it's been at home. And yes, no, when he's good, I think he gives a lot of in the middle signs there. He's feeling like his attitude is just like that. He's always got a great attitude, but he just, on Friday morning before the race, he goes out on the walker before he works. We had to get him off because he was flying around. He usually looked around half asleep. So we knew he was feeling good at the halfway race.
Chris Alford, what did he have to say when he got off the track on Friday night?
Yeah, no, he's right. He just loves the horse. He was so pleased the way he went. I think he's pretty happy to read that.
Look, no Group 1 is a given, and we've still yet to see the barrier draw, and there's a strong field. There's horses that will race on Saturday night against him in the Victoria Cup that have beaten him in the past, but you wouldn't want to be swapping him for any other horse going into Saturday night's race, surely?
No, not at all, Greg. Any race, he's just a great horse, and swapping for any horse that, there's still the guns in that race. Given, but I'm really happy where the horse is at. There's no excuses. I don't think that he's
just having a look at the barrier draw winner, or the winner's barrier draw for the last 5 years in a Victoria Cup, no one's drawn inside barrier six. So Lazarus had six, Lenny the Shark had six, Chris and me had six, For a Reason had nine, Caribbean Blaster had 13. Lenny can do work. Even if something went wrong at the barrier draw this afternoon, it's not game over, is it?
Oh, no, not at all.
Mate, your phone's just dropping out there. Just quickly, what's the latest with Hector JJ?
He had a little procedure done, the dispensary. He had the PRP done, and he's just been recovery. So we're waiting. He's only a week off for his first game to figure out that's progressing. But they're pretty happy with it. So we just got to wait, just do all the right things. And hopefully, fingers crossed, he'll be back.
All right, so that's the end of the end of the season for him. And what do you do with Lenny after Saturday night? Will he do much racing before the start of the Inter Dominion?
Oh, we'll try and get a race somewhere just before we go. Haven't worked it out yet.
All right.
We're just going to get through this week and then just work it out. I think it's 5 weeks. I just got to work out what time the flight goes, Greg, because sometimes I guess they're 2 weeks before the start. So, it all depends on, because they had the Super Saturday for the final week, so I think it all depends on them too. So, we haven't been notified when you're flying out. So, there's still all sort of hinges around that where we're going before we go.
All right, mate. Well, all the best of luck with the barrier draw, and all the best of luck on Saturday night.
Thanks, Greg. Thank you.
There is David Aiken, the trainer of Lenny the Shark, who will go for his second Victoria Cup. Won it in 2016. He ran second in 2015 behind Chris and me. And as mentioned, barriers haven't been all that important over the past 5 years. The race has only been run at Melton 8 times, and only twice has the winner drawn inside barrier 6. So not end of the road if you draw wide in a Victoria Cup. And look, he's in a position, if he drew the front line anywhere, you'd think that every horse in that race would be handing over to him, and if not, he sits outside the speed and controls it. So very hard to see him being beaten. Interesting to see what happens with the makeup of the field. I know there's a lot of people pushing for the last few spots. There look to be, I ran through Jason Bonington's in Sydney. He'll be part of In the Gig tonight. And he and Jason Lincoln were on Sky One yesterday afternoon. And I went up and had a chat to both the boys. And we ran through who we thought would make the field. And there looks to be about 10 horses to pick themselves. And then it comes down to handicapper's decision for the final two spots. And there are some New South Wales trained horses in those, probably six or seven pushing for the last two spots. But no doubt, New South Wales will be well represented. Kevin Pizzuto could well have a couple of runners in the race. Shane Tritton hoping to have a runner as well. So looking forward to that. Really good story on Saturday night. A horse by the name of Better Than Max won a race at Menangle. It was trainer Grant Fuller's first win as a trainer in more than 10 years. He's been out of the sport for a little while, and he's back full time, and he's really enjoying it. And I thought we'd catch up with him today to find out a little bit more about Grant Fuller. Morning, Grant.
Good morning, Greg.
Mate, congratulations with the win of Better Than Max on Saturday night. First win in 10 years as a trainer. That must be a real thrill.
It was a great thrill. It's been a long time. I have been out of the game for about 10 years, or about 8 years as a trainer. So to get a win after that period of time and to get one at Menangle, I'm just very, very happy.
Tell us where you've been for the last 8 years or so.
Well, being a professional firefighter, I used to work shift work, which enabled me to train the horses. But due to promotions, I actually had to work day work, and that curtailed my training career for OB. So I didn't have too much to do with the horses for a few years, and then about 6 years ago, I started to get the bug back again, and I purchased some horses and teamed up with Darren Ray at Medowie Lodge to train the horses, and I've been an active buyer and breeder for the last 5 years, but it's only been the last 6 months that I've actually been able to have the time to get back into the training.
Was there something that drove you back towards the sport of harness racing?
It was a combination of it's in your blood. Once it's in your blood, that's it. My father was a trainer, and I learned my craft through him. So that was one flaw. The second flaw was that I really enjoy doing what I do with the horses. And just recently, I needed to get something to help me overcome the loss of my son last year through a brain tumour. And I thought the horses would provide that benefit, and they certainly have. They've been very therapeutic for me to not only me, the rest of the family, for us to get over this tragic loss, but the horses have been outstanding as far as giving me something to get up in the morning and get back on to life again.
And so obviously Better Than Max is one of those horses that helps you get out of bed every morning.
Max has just been an absolute godsend. You know, he was there during the bad times, so I wasn't fully able to enjoy what he was doing, but it did help hugely. And now he's just continuing the saga, and he's just such a wonderful horse. And anybody that's had anything to do with the horse, they just love him. You know, he's just one of those sort of horses that just keeps giving in every way.
He won his first race at his 16th start. And you purchased him after he had began his racing career. He started his career with Blake Fitzpatrick before you purchased him, and he made the move to the Hunter. What made you pick him out?
Well, Ron Littler bred Max and owned him, and he's a very good friend of mine. And we were just talking one day, and he said, "Oh, look, I've got a lot of horses coming through, and I think it's time to move Max on." I'm not sure whether they thought that he had won two races, and that was his level. So I was fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time. And I had noticed the horse racing as a three-year-old, because he was racing against another horse I had, Red. And I always liked the look of him. And so when the offer was made available, I grabbed it with both hands and moved the horse up to Medowie Lodge, up to Darren Ray, and as they say, the rest has been history. He's just done an outstanding job with the horse and has got him to where he is now.
So how many are working there at Menangle now?
We have 9 in work here at one of the barns at the Menangle Training Complex, which is just an absolute outstanding complex. I've trained in out of backyards, out of paddocks, out of showgrounds, and this training complex is just it's just unbelievable. I'm really enjoying the whole exercise of training here and using the facilities and the staff and everything. It's great.
Glenn McElhenney drove the horse for you on Saturday night, and I've seen you have a few drives recently. Is that your next goal to pick up your a winner for the first time in a while in the sulky?
Oh, look, that would be nice. It would be nice. It's not the main goal. I was down due to the absence. I was downgraded back to a B grade driver. And I've got to get 30 drives before I can go back to an A-grade, apparently. So the aim is just to get the A-grade licence back, and that way it gives me the option of driving if I want to. But basically, I just try and pick the driver to suit the horse, and I'm not going to burden the horse cart me around if I can get a lighter weight driver or something like that. But, so that's the purpose of the driving, yeah.
Mate, once again, congratulations on the win of Better Than Max on Saturday night. Great to see you winning a race after such a long time, and no doubt plenty more winners to come.
Yes, I think so, Greg. I think so. So we'll just keep pushing on with the horses we've got and enjoy the whole exercise.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
There he is, Grant Fuller, Menangle trainer who was back in the sport after having some time out of it. He was still around the industry in as a breeder and as an owner, as he suggested, but he's taken training back up now that his work commitments have been quietened down, and obviously after the passing of his son through the brain tumour, and it's something that he needed, and it's great to see a story like that where someone who needed the horses to survive and to cope is getting some success. So well done to Grant Fuller. Kevin Pizzuto, he's got a couple of runners, or hopefully, in the Victoria Cup. Obviously, Tiger Tara, who we haven't seen in a little while. He will be first up on Saturday night in the Vic Cup. Code Black, who was an impressive winner in the free-for-all race on Saturday night at Melton. He's been nominated as well. Kevin Pizzuto's joining me to have a chat about his team. Morning, Kev.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Mate, Tiger Tara, we haven't seen him since the Blacks are fake, but he has had a couple of private trials. Are you happy and ready to go for Saturday night?
Yeah, I'm happy with him. I'll give him another workout before he goes to the Vic Cup, and all's good.
Is he a horse? He's obviously a stallion, but is he a horse that comes to hand pretty quickly?
Oh, not really. He's put on a bit of beef, so I wanted him to put on a bit of weight. So when he goes to Perth, he's got condition on him, so he's all good at the moment.
He's all good. What, like, is he? Will he be 100% for Saturday night, or is there some improvement there because of that trip to Perth coming up?
Oh no, he tightened up a lot after his trial the other day, and I'm happy with him. So we'll see how he works this tomorrow or the next day. I'll see what day I want to fast work things out with him, and go from there.
So you just want to see a good barrier draw this afternoon. What about Code Black? He's a horse that's low flying at the moment. Another impressive win on Saturday night in that free for all grade, and you've thrown a nomination in for him for the Victoria Cup as well.
Yeah, well, he actually got in the Vic Cup. They just rang me about 10 minutes ago, so he's in.
You must be happy with that.
In the Vic Cup, so yeah, I'm happy for the owner. He's a good bloke, and he deserves it. The horse.
He's come a long way in a pretty short time. He's always had ability, but he's been having to race the big boys of late, and he's been handling it really well.
Yeah, no, he's a nice horse.
So do you think that he's going to improve with a bit of time as well, like in you know, say the next 12 months, 18 months, that he's even going to get better and better?
Oh, definitely. He's a better's delight, and they only improve with age. And he's coping with everything that I'm throwing at him at the moment, so I'm impressed with him.
Mate, that's a pretty good rap for you. You don't have a massive team in work, and to get two horses into a Victoria Cup, that must be, you know, you must be pretty proud of that.
Yeah, no, I'm wrapped. I'm actually happy for the owner because he puts a lot of money into the sport and he deserves it.
Are you taking anything else with you to Melton on Saturday night? Will we see a big Pizzuto team in?
Yeah, no, I've got Ego down in. I think he's drawn six, and Lola Jones in the MO.
What do you think of Ego Dan? You been happy with how he's been going?
Yeah, no, he's been going real good too. So he's just like, it's hard for the M1s and M2s to race the free-for-all horses, and it's hard to keep them up too. Like, that bit, it's a big step going into them higher grades, and they cope with it well. A couple of them haven't, so I'll tip them out and see what happens later on.
All right. And Lola Jones, have you got an opinion of her?
Yeah, no, she's a nice mare. She's got real high speed. She's better with a sit. But she's come along real good.
All right. And Todd McCarthy making the trip down south for Tiger Tara and the other drives?
Yeah, actually, Todd's driving Lola Jones and Tiger Tara, and Chris is driving the other two.
Okay.
Oh, Code Black and Ego Dan.
Well, that's there's
Chris
some
Geary.
Beautiful. Chris Geary gets the drive on in a Victoria Cup on Code Black. All right, mate. Well, good luck. Good luck with the barrier draw later today for both of the runners, and we'll see you on Saturday night down at Melton.
Thanks, Greg.
There he is, Kevin Pizzuto, trainer of Tiger Tara. So he's happy with him. Tightened right up after his private trial on Saturday morning. A little bit more condition on him. I did do some stats on him. His last three first-up performances. Now, keep in mind that he'll be first-up for 91 days on Saturday night when he races in the Vic Cup. Now, his last three first-up performances, when Kevin first got him off a 50-day break, he ran fourth in a Group 1, the Canadian Club Sprint. That race was won by Lenny the Shark. Previous to that, off a 246-day break, he ran second in a Group 3 behind Lockerburn in the Morris Holmes Vase. Now, that was a standing start race. And prior to that, off a 118-day break on the 25th of September 2015, he ran second behind Chris and me in a Group 3, the New Brighton Cup. So he does seem to come to hand pretty quickly for a stallion. So it'll be interesting to see how he races on a Saturday night in the Victoria Cup. Wanted to have a chat to Graham White. He's the boss down at Wagga, and great news for people in the Riverina. A new track had been promised for quite some time. It was expected that the work would begin on the track prior to now, and we were hoping that we may well have had a new track by the end of the year, but due to some delays, it hasn't happened. But the good news is that it's all underway. The process has started, and we can look forward to a brand new harness racing track in the Riverina. Graham White is the boss and of the Wagga Club, and he's joining me to have a chat. Morning, Graham.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Mate, really good. Congratulations. This must be a relief. The work has started on the new Wagga track.
Yeah, look, it is a relief for everyone involved, Greg. Harness Racing New South Wales have done a big job to get this up and running. And look, it's a fantastic site right on the northern entrance to Wagga. That's a big parcel of land. It looked $1 million the other day when we were out there for the official part of the start of the process. And look, it's going to be a fantastic complex, a 1,070-metre track. 10 horses across the front, a big stable complex, and on race night it can accommodate up to 140 horses with an area there for the mini-trotting participants, which is so crucial to our sport. So it has been a long time coming. It goes back to 2006 that this was all first put forward, and there's been delays, and there was a site chosen, and that didn't come up to scratch. But now it's all systems go, and I know the construction people at Ladex are really excited to get into this project and see it up and on its way well before Christmas.
So it's exciting news for the people in the Riverina. They've obviously seen a new track at Bathurst and Menangle in the city area, and for a strong area of the state, they're probably saying, "Well, are we going to be looked after?" And they are being looked after with this brand new complex that is going to be state of the art.
Yeah, that's true, Greg. Yes, it was a long time coming, and people were very frustrated. And I couldn't tell you the amount of times that I was asked, "When's the new track starting?" Which is a fair enough question, but unfortunately, it's just delay after delay for various reasons. But now it's finally ready to go, and it's very exciting down here. It's going to give the industry a real boost, and importantly, Greg, there's been three trainers already moved to Wagga in close proximity to the track, and talking to a few other trainers, a couple from Victoria, they're keen to get up this way as well. So I can only see it doing wonders for our great sport.
So so that's really good news that there's new trainers looking to move into the area to boost the sport even further.
That's exactly right, Greg. And as you said, we've got such a strong area down here for the harness racing, a great breeding area with Yerribee Stud. And, there's so many, the fields down this way at the present time are huge. We had 12 race programs there not too long ago. We've had 10 the last few weeks, 8 last week. Just had a look at the nominations before for this week. There's 150 nominations. So obviously some of those are double ups, but very strong racing down here at the moment. It's great to see, because now the process where once upon a time down this way we'd stop racing for 3 or 4 months, well now it's 12 months of the year and different nights of the week to be racing, and it's really given a boost to the sport. This harness racing track, which is just so well located for all our participants. The main roads are there as well. We're in the biggest growth area of Wagga, which is Estella, which is the northern suburbs of Wagga for that aren't aware. It's just a huge growth area, and look, I can only see it in 12 months really taking off even more.
So basically we can look at a November start date, 2018. Is that the plan?
That's the plan, Greg. They'll get into it, and all things being well, it'll be a perfect time of the year to open at this time, spring and that. And we'll only have to go through one winter. The site at the moment is just a beautiful spot, and it'll undertake a lot of work over the next 6 or 7 weeks leading up to Christmas.
And you mentioned a 1,000-metre track, similar to what they've got at Bathurst. Has there been talk of a sprint lane?
there is going to be a sprint lane, Greg, and most people I spoke to, the majority are all in favour of that, and I think it's necessary for our sport, especially for our viewing aspects of punters. They need to see their horse has got every chance to win. So there'll be a very similar complex to Bathurst, although the track will be very similar to Bathurst, but the stabling complex will be a lot different. It'll be more down to the middle of the track, and the horses will walk out from the middle of the track and onto the track, as opposed to at Bathurst, where it's past the winning post.
Okay. All right, mate. Well, that's great news. Looking forward to the construction well and truly being completed and a new track being in the Riverina there at Wagga by November next year. Thanks for joining me this morning.
We look forward to getting you down here at some stage to have a look, Greg, because that's been a long time coming and it'll really do wonders for our industry.
Good as gold, mate. I look forward to it. Thanks for joining me this morning.
See you, Greg.
There is Graham White, boss at the Wagga Harness Racing Club, and that is great news for the Riverina, a brand new track. It's been in the pipeline for quite some time. I know when I was at Harness Racing New South Wales, that's more than 12 months ago. It was well and truly planned, and we're expecting work to begin, and obviously there have been delays, but the good news is that the first sod has been turned. Now, HRV are releasing the Victoria Cup field on Twitter. They've just been, every minute or so, they've been releasing out a Victoria Cup contender. I don't know if we can, if Bensley, if Andrew's about, and he might be able to run us through. While I've been doing the show, they've been announcing these runners one by one, and I must admit, I've just had a look at the...
You mentioned his name.
Hello, are you there, Mr. Mr. Bensley?
Oh, geez, I move quick then for you.
You Hazy. Only had the B out of Bensley. the B, and he was just... Now, hey, mate, you were saying Bolt looked like a hack.
come on. They're doing it in alphabetical order, Hazy.
Yep.
And they're down to the T's.
Right.
So we've got Amaretto, Burn a Hole in My Pocket, Code Black, Galactic Star, Lenny the Shark, Major Crocker, Mr. Mojito, My Field Marshal, San Carlo, and the last that they've tweeted at this stage is TCB McRae.
So we're up to 10.
So we how many do they run? 12. Yeah,
so
okay.
We're due
for another one, because it was 2 minutes ago that they let their 12th or 10th horse go.
So we'd assume that Yaya's hotspot would be one of the last two to be named.
Yeah.
Of course, placed in a Group 1 earlier this year. But who will be horse number 11? So
well, here it is.
Yep.
Tiger Tara.
Tiger Tara, of course.
Yes.
So that makes 11.
Yep, and that was released 6 seconds ago. So either you and I are going to ad-lib for another 90 seconds, 2 minutes, or we wrap it up. And
I think we can play your theme song, Hoss. Here it is. Speedy Gonzalez.
Now, just while we're Hazy, we're wrapping up on the pace, and it is all unfolding this morning in regard to all of these feature races.
Yeah.
Racing New South Wales have informed us in the last 2 minutes before I rushed in here that the Monstar is in fact not a Everest emergency that was announced just prior to 10:30 or around that mark. Ball of Muscle is the fourth emergency. So I've left my other sheets out there. Trent, can you just grab that sheet of paper and I'll read out exactly...
Lucky the mic cord's very long.
So we've got In the Everest, In Her Time, Trapeze Artist, Takedown, and Ball of Muscle. They are the four emergencies. The Monstar is not an emergency in the Everest. So that was the story there. Hazy.
Yeah.
Still waiting.
I normally mention first-time winners on the show, and I did try and get Andrew Burke, who drove his first winner on the Plainsman last Tuesday at Menangle, on the show. He's another young guy who's at school, and he's unable to join us this morning. But we have spoken to Andrew on the show previously. He was very talented mini trot driver who's made obviously the transition to the big ponies. So congratulations to Andrew Burke, who drove the Plainsman to victory, and trainer Ellen Olsen trained her first winner at Penrith on Thursday night. She won race number 7 with Pacific Drum. So a couple of first timers enjoying some success in the last week or so.
Andrew, little tip the teachers, mate. Helps your marks immensely.
Did it help you?
Did, but I tipped him a couple that went all right. I was taught by a couple of desperates, that's why.
If they're going to school, and they're driving winners, Hazy. They got the bug. They love it, and they want to be a part of it, don't they? You know, they're probably sitting at school thinking, geez, I'd love to be out there driving a horse somewhere.
A better joint to be than school, I'll give you the tip.
It's amazing, though, in this day and age. A lot of parents are saying you finish your schooling before you go straight into the horses, and I congratulate parents who are taking that stance with their kids.
And the last horse has been officially released 17 seconds ago, Ya-Ya Hotspot.
Okay, so
that's the 12.
All right, good
Barrier
as well.
Barrier draw 1:30, Hazy, so that'll be all on social media and we'll air it this afternoon, but it's being done at 1:30.
Good news. New South Wales has got a few representatives and we can cheer loudly, but I think they'll be chasing Lenny the Shark. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, good Hazy.
Here we go. Greg Hayes there with On the Pace.